Hello there from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Yakee. Thanks for checking in. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The Pentagon has recently announced charges in the 2000 bombing of the USS Cole. A Saudi man is being charged with, quote, organizing and directing the attack, which killed 17 American sailors. The Pentagon is seeking the death penalty. The charges still must be approved by a Defense Department official who oversees military tribunals set up for terrorism suspects. Now, the alleged plotter, his name is Abid al-Rahim al-Nashiri, is the first person to be charged in the bombing. He's been held at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo for the past 2 years. Al-Nashiri told a hearing last year that he was tortured into confessing. A National Transportation Safety Board official is calling Sunday's mid-air collision of medical helicopters over Arizona part of a disturbing national trend. During a briefing, state and federal investigators said there have been 8 such incidents just this year. 6 people were killed in the crash near the Flagstaff Medical Center. An emergency nurse survived. She is in critical condition. The NTSB says a team of 12 or 13 people will now work to determine what went wrong. The Army's Criminal Investigations Unit has officially joined the search for the killer of a pregnant Fort Bragg soldier. Police in Fayetteville are still leading the investigation, and they say they're treating the death as a homicide, even though they haven't determined the cause of her death. Specialist Megan Lynn Tuma was found June 21st in a hotel bathtub. She was 7 months pregnant. A military spokesperson says a Fort Bragg soldier is also a person of interest. Now, this weekend, someone sent a letter to a local newspaper claiming responsibility for Tuma's killing and even claiming other killings. Police say that letter was written to mislead investigators. The Bush administration is freezing a planned cut of doctors' fees for Medicare patients. The 10% cuts were scheduled to go into effect tomorrow. A congressional vote to stop the cuts altogether is expected after the July 4th recess. Some physicians had been running ads hinting that the reduced rates could make it harder for seniors to find doctors willing to treat them. And with that, you are now up to date. Stick with us here at CNN.com for news from around the world. Of course, we're going to have your updates throughout the day.